You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the bar. Can I get you a drink? Blame it on the Henny, blame it on the goose. Got you feeling dizzy, blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the...
Hello and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 18. How is everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Kath. How are you doing?
Thank you, everybody. I am doing awesome. All righty then. It's not the best intro ever, but that's okay. I'm still rolling with it. So as you all know, the family's here today. I know we weren't supposed to do that, but I just felt like it's so, you know.
Fight so the me. Family aunt is Stephanie, Dave, Jeremy, and of course you and I.
Yeah. And that what
it's,
I
it's the Pottern family.
The what?
The Pottern family.
I like it.
So Pottern. Somebody gets to be Sofia Vergara. Somebody gets I call Ed O'Neill. I want to be the cranky old man.
Fitting. That kind of fits.
Do they have and am I the alcoholic grandma?
Yeah, that would probably either be Claire or Sofia Vergara, one of the two.
That works for me.
And do you hear the crickets?
I know, right? I'm telling you, we're a lively bunch tonight, aren't we?
Well, I am. I've been looking forward to this all day.
That's good.
It's
me too.
It's the highlight of my week is podcast night.
I totally agree with that.
It usually is for me. I'm sorry.
Stephanie is dragging butt today. So
that's just what you get for being nice to your mom and painting for like 8 hours over the course of 2 days and cleaning stuff. And I'm just... Everything hurts and I'm dying.
Well, I'm old enough to be your mom. You want to come over to my house and paint and clean? And
hey, at least you'll, like, you know, feed me alcohol.
Oh, heck yeah.
So I didn't get any of that.
We have lots of alcohol at my house. We have a plethora of alcohol.
Speaking
at my
of
house.
Alcohol, let's do our welcome
first cheers.
All right. Need a cheers.
Cheers. Woohoo. Woohoo. Maybe this will get us going. I'm telling you, because it's kind of like a slow intro.
All right. So here's to Wednesday.
Here's to Wednesday and our
hope day. Which statistically, fewer people get laid on Wednesday than any other day. Just
really?
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact brought to you by Dave.
Well, thank you for letting us know that. I got laid last Wednesday. Tonight's still up for in the air. Just I'd share that with you. Which brings us to the topic of today's topic.
Today, the topic of today's topic.
Hey, you know what I read in the USA Today? Today?
Oh, my God. I need to stop talking.
Okay. I don't know how you thought that was bringing us to today's topic.
Because oversharing.
Brought
TMI.
To you by PIN numbers and ATM machines.
Aren't we talking about oversharing today?
Yep.
I thought so. All right, please clue. All right, Amy, I'm giving you the reins. Script. Amy, you've got the reins today.
Okay, well, I thought
obviously I can't do this shit.
I thought we needed to kind of set the mood first, and I came up with a game.
I like setting the mood.
Yeah.
Well,
this room obviously needs the mood set because everyone is being really lame.
That makes me feel so loved and special.
But
don't you feel loved and special right now?
Love. I know. That was rude.
No, we didn't kick your asses out of here. That's why you're loved and special, because we still love you.
That included that includes Cass and I. We're not, none of us are on our group today.
I was like, you can't kick me or Dave out, because without one of us, you can't
all
run
right,
these boards.
All right, technicalities.
I'm just saying.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
That's the good thing about being the head engineer.
You need me.
I'm sure we could Google it.
Good luck.
I know how to mess with soundboards.
All right, so oversharing.
Or he's smaller than
or
that.
No, two, the game. Two
the game,
and
yeah.
A lie.
See, you can't keep shit together either today.
No, I can't.
All right, so today to start it off, you're doing two truths and a lie.
Yep.
So it's just a fun little game that I don't know if you guys have ever played it before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so you know it's just basically.
So we all know.
We all say two truths, one lie, and everyone has to guess which one is the lie.
So I think how we'll do it is we'll take a group vote instead of going around and thinking who gets it right. Let's just do majority rules.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll do number one, raise a hand, and then we'll announce who's like who sucks, who doesn't.
All right. So, Cass, why don't you do your two truths and a lie?
Really? I have to go first?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. All right. First truth. Oop. Maybe I should say it like that. All right. Why don't we have somebody else go?
Somebody should have hit the bell for that one. I mean,
what the hell? My God, I am so done.
Girl, no, you need even. Some more alcohol. Seriously.
I am way too sober for today's show. You I'm are. Telling you. Oh, that's what I get for not prepping enough. There Amy is. Rushed me out of my beer. So it's her fault.
You've got plenty in front of you, girl.
I'm trying. So why doesn't somebody else go first so I just don't totally
All right,
ruin
all right,
this
all right,
game.
All right, all right.
Or wait, okay, let's so start with the thing. Let's start with the confession. Because, all right, we're just going to say this. So Dave did new confessions for us.
Yes.
And I'm not sure whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
I read most of them while I was sitting here. I think it's a good thing.
All right. So we're going to pick one.
Oh, you went through the confessions again?
He did.
He wrote more.
He wrote more. Yes. So I think this is one he wrote because it's in huge print, which I can actually read. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I was thinking of you.
Have you? Oh, this is going to be good.
See, have you ever, I wrote actual drunken confessions.
Now, this one I really like, and I don't know if everyone at the table will. Have you ever fantasized about someone other than the person you're actually in bed with at the time? And Amy and Jeremy, you guys can answer this about previous lovers.
I mean, or not, and then throwdowns can happen.
I know.
There's about to be a fight.
So we have to answer first?
Well, okay, yeah, you're the married couple here, so my husband's not here. I'm good. I can say what I want. Of course, he's second husband. Anyway.
I can't put it this way. I can't say that I've never done that in my life.
Okay, so you have.
Yes.
At some point in time, yes. Fantasized about somebody else.
Yes.
Me too, 100%.
I think it's a normal thing to do.
I'm not going to say who it was. I was with or who I fantasized about, but I will say
it was
that
me,
it
wasn't it?
You know it.
You fantasize about me all the time. I know.
You know it. I know. I want to get up all in that. Jeremy, you okay over there?
No, my nose is exploding.
Oh, you're sneezing. I thought you were like
poor husband
getting
has
sick
a,
or something.
Poor husband has a cold.
Trying to hold it in, pop my eyes out, you know. Mm.
Awesome. Now we all have colds. Yay.
The beauty of closed confined spaces. Yay. Yeah.
All right, Jeremy, so have you ever fantasized about somebody other than the person you were in bed with?
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allegedly, yes.
There's this one time.
I won't.
Doesn't everybody?
I think it's pretty normal because, I mean, I have. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're not with the person that you're still interested in and you're just going through the motions, it's like, of course you're thinking about somebody else.
You know, even if you were with somebody, if
I'm into it, my head is right there. Like, I'm in that moment. There's nobody else I'm thinking of.
Her head
right
is
there.
In her vagina is what you're saying.
Oh, somebody's head better be there.
If somebody is doing it, working this thing right, then I can't think straight. So I can't think about anybody else. That's just the truth.
And then me, abso-friggin-lutely. That's that. And I'm surprised. I was expecting a lot more blushing. I was expecting that was like that's a
for
relatively
that one?
Tame one.
Really?
That's pretty tame.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay. No,
now that Amy's coming out of her shell, she's like, that ain't shit.
I know.
I got this.
I know.
So, yeah, 17 weeks ago, she's rocking in the corner in a fetal ball. Yeah. But now she's good.
Yeah, now we're good.
Now we're going to a kink ball, you know?
Exactly.
How times have changed.
If we just put some sprinkles on our little vanilla friend.
actually, even before you get into the whole two truths and a lie, you forgot Friday night.
Oh, our hot dog challenge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We did do the hot dog challenge.
We did.
Have you watched the video yet?
Not at all.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. So you can't. It's at my house.
Well, it was at my house for 2 days. Anyways, technicalities.
Well, wait, I can't either because I don't have the connection I have a Chromebook.
So back a couple of episodes ago, we had a hot dog challenge. It was a,
No, we talked about how many hot dogs do you think
it was
you could
a drunken confession. Yeah. So that turned into now we have to have a hot dog challenge. And
we did.
We did.
And
it was a lot of fun.
Amy gags easy.
I gagged. Yeah. I did.
The hot dogs were disgusting. Let's just be honest.
They were so gross.
If that was, like I said, if it was cheese, I would have won that competition so hard.
Could have done it with the cheese wedges.
I was not buying hot dogs. Like, I wasn't buying top quality because we weren't going to eat them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't even cook them and get the salt off.
No.
Yeah, I think that's where we were wrong.
That's part of the charm of stuffing.
I think they should have warmed up a little bit.
No. Part of the charm of stuffing a hot dog in your mouth and seeing how many you can fit is the slimy grossness and saltiness of each hot dog.
No, it was. I did.
I feel like Steph's gagging right now.
I did get five.
Because I'm remembering.
I did get five. I attempted six, but the sixth one made me gag and it didn't go all the way in. So,
that sounds hot.
Now, see, I thought I could only do five, but I ended up doing six. My mouth is bigger than I thought it was.
Well, we all know you have a big mouth, so I don't know why
that's why no one was believing it. Yeah,
yeah.
And I did. I made 12.
We did,
which is I think the best.
Yeah. That was the most.
You topped
Dave
out.
Dave has a big mouth.
I do. Told
he
you.
He really does.
When we were discussing it, while we were talking about it, I told you I have a medical opinion that I have a big mouth,
and I have half the size of your mouth.
Medical opinion.
I did, I think, 8. I thought I could do 12. I still believe that I can do 12, but I couldn't take the taste in my mouth.
You would have had some tequila?
The hot dogs tasted nasty. You know what, I actually took a bite and ate one part of one.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see me do that.
No, I took the leftovers and cooked them on the grill for my nieces.
Oh. You know what? You cooked them, though.
I did.
So they didn't have to eat hot dogs raw. So there you go.
Well, they're technically raw. They're pre-cooked.
Jeremy, how many did you get, husband? I can't remember.
Ooh, I gambled on 8 and got 8.
All right.
8 for 8. Okay. So I'm the only one that actually
teammate
did Woo! Above what I thought I could, which was very like.
So what we learned is I have the smallest mouth. Well, I guess that doesn't surprise anybody.
Oh, well, I think it surprised Cass because she thought she had the smallest mouth.
I thought I did.
So.
Well, not so much the smallest mouth, just
the biggest teeth. So hopefully we'll get that video uploaded and you guys can watch.
I think that's what's like directed towards me right there. Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Yeah.
All right, we'll see about that. Okay, so anyway, back to our game. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to give it
another
try?
No, I don't want to start because
I'm going to start. You guys have to vote on, and actually, my husband.
I think there's a T-Rex coming at us. What the hell was
that noise?
I don't
know what that was. I thought the building was falling down.
I just see everything shaking. I hear boom, boom. All right, sorry.
All right, so I don't think Jeremy should be able to influence you guys on this one.
I know. Feel like well, what about me? I probably know more about you than him. Just saying.
That's true, too. Okay, so actually, Jeremy and Cass can't vote on this. This is just strictly
for
Stephanie and Dave. I'm still voting. Screw you guys. Don't make me take my ball and go home.
Pick which one is a lie. I gave Jeremy the wrong phone number when we first met. I have never been to a strip club. I was in trouble with the police for a B&E.
All right, who thinks it's number one?
I'm sorry, what were they again?
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to get his attention.
I'm sorry, I had a question come in from the studios. Right. I'm sorry.
Right. That's fine. Okay.
We all hate you now, right. Dave.
We're going to raise our hands if you think it's a lie.
Hold on. I gave Jeremy the wrong phone number when we first met. I have never been to a strip club. I was in trouble with the police for a B&E. Which one do you guys think is a lie?
Maybe those are all true.
No, they're not.
Oh, I know which one it is. Sorry. Go ahead. So is it the first one? Anyone?
Why are you even talking,
so we're supposed to be identifying the lie here?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is the lie?
That you've never been to a strip club.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Winner, winner. You guys win.
And we know you the least, and we got it.
Right. Good job. Good job, guys.
Because I have been to a strip club.
You have been.
Yeah.
I know. So. Me, too.
Wow, I'm surprised you guys got that.
Yeah, I am, too. No, not really. Go ahead, Jeremy. What are your two truths and a lie?
Where's my list?
Right there. Oh, he had to write it down. So did
attention
I.
Deficit.
Never mind.
I really thought my list was going to be better than that.
Dang.
Wah, wah, wah.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. First one. I'm an electric vehicle technician, but I am colorblind. Number two. I have had guns in my face twice, never in the city. Number three. I played baseball in high school.
All right. I know which one it is.
Pick that lie.
So we'll let Stephanie and Dave pick this one.
I'm going to go with you played baseball in high school. I don't know.
What about you, Dave?
What do you think, Dave?
Nah, I'm going to go with guns in your face. Baseball seemed too obvious.
Baseball is the lie.
Stephanie, you are correct.
I'm 2 for 2, motherfuckers.
Wow. He was a football player, not a baseball player.
I kind of assumed that he played a sport, but it was the wrong sport.
He did wrestling and football.
Look at me.
All right, Cass.
Here's mine. Okay.
For being exhausted, you're awfully on your game.
I know. Like, seriously,
high five, girl.
My brain is
Let's see how
the
you
dumbest
are with
I
mine.
Feel like it's ever been.
All right, number one. When I was little, I had a hamster named Amy, and I stepped on it and killed it. Number two, I lived in Germany for a year. And number three, because I'm lame and I'm really bad at doing this, my favorite color is black.
I feel like the first one's true, because that's just...
The hamster that I stepped on
Yeah, I feel like that one's
Amy.
True.
And it's so funny because my best friend's named Amy. Is that why you're thinking it's true?
Well, I'm thinking it's funny. Like, nobody, like, who would think to say that as, like, the lie? That's why I think it's the truth.
I love your way of thinking. Yeah. Like, can you really be that jacked up in the head to come up with something like this?
Right, so.
This is me we're talking about, though.
It's true. Okay, what was the last one again?
My favorite color is black.
I'm gonna go with
Germany for a year.
I'm gonna go with the Germany one, even though it's, I mean, it just seems like the right one.
Dave, I know the answer, so I can't play.
Neither can Jeremy. He was there when we were doing this.
Just to try to make up the difference, I'll go with your favorite color is not black.
You are correct, Dave. My favorite color is blue. I did live in Germany for a year, and I did have a pet hamster. My brothers and sisters.
That hamster thing was legit.
My brothers and sisters made a maze, and they would take the hamsters and put them in the maze, and one got loose. And I was 5 years old running, and they yelled at me to stop. And when I stopped, my foot went right down on this hamster, and it squished through my sandals.
Isn't that some kind of weirdness, though, that you named your hamster Amy, and then
I stepped on it and killed it. Then my best friend in grade school was Amy. My best friend in high school was another Amy. And my best friend now is Amy.
I don't feel special
anymore.
And
none of them have ever, like, have no connection.
Well, I feel like you other Amys are here to bring her karmic retribution.
It is.
For the hamster.
Seriously, it's like this whole karma shit that's coming back at me for stepping on it. It was not my fault.
All right, Stephanie, I know you're...
I've been thinking. Yes.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
I saw a little smoke coming up off your head.
Right, I
so
felt
this
it.
This is one I can guess at, so I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, so I used to be a cheerleader. That's the first one.
Okay.
Number two is going to be that I met a famous stand-up comic when I was working for GameStop. And number three is going to be that I can't remember what I was going to say, and now you guys know
that was
going
to
be
the
lie. God damn it. See, I thought I was good.
I think the number three is the lie.
Hold on. The smoke coming out of her head.
Hold on. I can totally
fart.
Tell you, I can totally picture you as a cheerleader.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, you probably met a stand-up, because I feel like you've met a lot of people. So... Whatever you said third, I was picking no matter what.
Well, see, I almost said another truth. And that's what fucked me up, is I had something and then I forgot it. So I went to go replace it with the truth. And I was like, but they're all true.
See what happens? You guys all make fun of me for being overprepared. This is what happens when you're not prepared.
I know, right? All right,
thanks,
Dave.
Mom, for making me paint and clean all day.
Which order I want to do these in.
I should have written it down.
I know, right?
I gave you guys a warning yesterday.
I know. And I
oh, and saying, while Dave's thinking about that, just throw that out there. When I lived in Germany for a year, I was only two.
So it
doesn't really count. So that's why I don't ever talk about, like, having, like, being a world traveler. Yeah, no, I was two. My dad worked for BASF, and he was chemical engineer. That's why our family was over there. He was training.
Gotcha. I'm jealous either way.
I was two. I don't.
You don't remember
nothing.
It. Yeah.
I do not remember a single thing about it. So, yeah, it's not a cool thing. But it's cool enough for me to use it for instances like this.
Oh, there you go.
Dave, are you ready yet?
Are you ready?
I think I am.
Okay.
All right, good. Because you look like so perplexed over there.
No, I'm just trying to figure out which order I want to do these in.
Bless you.
So I have done over four musical theater productions in which I sang. That would be one. Two, I have a photo of myself and Bill Clinton, with next to the little helicopter thing, whatever the hell it's called, at the White House. And number three, I have played hockey, on the ice at Joe Louis Arena.
Ooh. I feel like it's,
I know the answer, so I'm not
going
to say anything.
I'm going with number one.
I'll go number three.
Oh, I'm torn. It's either one or three. I'll go with, I've never heard you talk about hockey before, so I'm going with number three.
Okay.
Which is it? I said one. You said three?
I said three.
You said three?
I said three.
I said one.
Stephanie right, said she can't play.
I think it's two.
Wow, you're actually wrong. Ooh. I've done a lot of things, and I've played a lot of hockey with those guys, but I have never been on the ice with Joe Mills to play
for
hockey.
Some reason, I knew that you played hockey, and for some reason, I thought I
really?
Remembered you saying
I've
something.
Never
about,
heard
I've been
you
like
talk
at the practice
about...
facilities and that kind of stuff, but
never
not on the ice
not
with Joe.
At Joe. Yep. So that was the stipulation.
Yep. That's awesome. So before we go into the next topic, let's do another quick confession. Whoa, that.
Confess.
Things are not rolling
quick
off
confession.
My tongue.
Confess. Judicial just, system.
I'm not even
Do you need to have shoulder surgery?
I think that Jack Daniel's fire is creeping up on you.
Creeping up.
I know I drink more than you.
The level of the bottle is creeping down.
Right, I don't work tomorrow. Damn. You go, girl. Amy's, you're reading it to yourself. You have to actually read it out loud, Amy.
Yeah, I know. I was reading it. Okay, so I picked another one of Dave's brand new ones, which is another kind of lame.
Dave's busy texting. He's not listening,
totally
so it's
lame.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ever been responsible for someone going to the hospital?
Like you did something to them and they ended up going to the hospital.
More than once.
Really?
Should I not say that?
No, I'm just saying.
Steer clear of Cass.
I know, right?
Just saying. I feel...
You were like, it sounds like that's happened to you multiple times.
Well, no, unfortunately, it was both times was when I was young, too. Like, young. Like, when I was
tell us one story.
All right, when I was in grade school, we were doing this, I went to Catholic school, and we were learning how to break dance for gym.
In Catholic school.
The nuns did not know what else to do with us, I guess. So anyway, we were learning to break dance, and I had a friend, and I flipped her over my back as like part of a break dance move and totally shattered her foot when I dropped her.
All right.
Wow.
Stephanie, have you ever sent anybody to the hospital?
Not that I know of. Good I'm not saying I haven't. I just, if so, they didn't tell me.
I don't think that I've ever been responsible for, I've been to the hospital many a times. Well, I've been responsible for sending myself to the hospital.
Yeah, me too.
Someone else. Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't count with like pregnancies. But, like I gave it up and I've been in the hospital three times for having kids.
No, I was referring to like me being drunk and falling down and having to go to the hospital.
Oh, I never took you on all the times you've fallen down.
No,
we've been
plenty
together.
Of other people.
So mine, probably one of my favorite stories is a buddy in college. There are certain liquid chemicals. I'm not going to put them out there in the air. Where literally their only reaction is to turn somebody's urine either bright red or bright blue, depending on which one you use. And so I threw it in his drink, and he freaked out so hard when he ran to the bathroom. I could not catch him fast enough before he ran out of the party, hopped in his car, and went to the emergency room.
So you've sent someone to the hospital. Look at you.
Right. That's like,
and there are literally no other side effects. Like, that's literally all it does.
Like those pills that make you poop glitter.
Right. That's literally all it is.
What?
There are pills that make you poop glitter.
Yes, I wanted to get some to try
them
out.
Oh, we bought them for Bob before.
And they have no other, like, can I put this in my
right.
niece? My niece is obsessed with glitter. Can I do that?
Yep, 100%.
She's going
to
love you.
100% safe.
They are.
You just poop glitter.
Yeah, because the glitter won't absorb into your system, so it just floats. Yeah.
We are about to do this to my
right
niece.
Right? Oh, we should.
Husband, have you ever sent anybody to the hospital?
Maybe twice to the same guy.
Oh my God.
You really didn't like
Look
this guy.
Was it your brother?
I don't know if it was really my fault or if I was this really heavy influencer.
Oh my God.
I had one time I talked my buddy into we're going to make some spears and go fishing.
Oh.
Whittling.
Spear
like
fishing.
Ancient
yeah.
spears.
Oh.
Well, not realizing he really hasn't used a knife that much. And I only taught him for about 5 minutes.
So the whittling did not go well.
Well, just, I went to the bathroom, just come back.
Bonus points for the use of the word whittling.
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 He is a country boy.
I went to the bathroom, I come back, and he's holding his thumb, and I can see the bone on top of his thumb.
Oh,
he ended up in reconstructive surgery to get his tendons pulled back down.
Did you take
Nobody
him
ever
to the
wants
hospital?
To see their buddy's bone.
Me, my father, my mother, my brother, we all went and waited 6 hours for his mom to show up.
Oh, see, at least you were a good friend and you took him there and you didn't just put him in a cab.
I didn't
and
take
then,
him
with
my friend.
Same guy. Me and a bunch of buddies, we decided we're going to ride our bikes to another town across, the countryside. And the idea was we're going to take a shortcut through these gravel pits. Well, in order to go through these gravel pits, you had about
Hugh Morgan Freeman. And that was the worst decision they made that day.
Yeah. It was about a 30-foot free fall to the side of the cliff on our bicycles.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went first. Had experience before you went off the cliff on the moped.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The woods.
Oh, yeah. Not the first time.
That's going to be another story.
Yeah, that's a story for a different day.
I went first. My other buddies went after me. And my buddy that got hurt before went last. And apparently he decided to deviate to the right of everybody else. And when he went off a secondary cliff, he landed on boulders with his bicycle.
Oh, no.
And when he came up with a bloody face, we realized we could see his bottom teeth through his lip.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, suck it up, buddy.
So I didn't, like, physically harm them, but I was a great influence.
You feel responsible in that way. I get that.
See, so good stories came of that question.
Yeah, that was. That was good stories. It wasn't so lame like Amy just said you were.
Honestly, because
like, drunk
when,
confessions don't have to be, like, Dear Penthouse Forum,
no,
comma.
But that's what I had pictured. You doing that purposely.
Yes, we totally did. That's why
I
said
like,
what I
Dave
said.
Has a goal to make Amy 50 Shades of Red in right. one episode.
Well, it doesn't take like, much. Just for the record, does not take
I'm
much.
Getting better.
See, no, see, honestly, so like this is like it's like Friday night. Like it's like your only exposure to me is in this content.
Dave, thank like, you for not exposing yourself yes, to her more than
I do
this.
Appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. So like you only see, like you've only ever seen me when I feel like I have to be on. Like, and then, like, so, like, when I'm here or, like, when I'm heading over to Temple Bar and I'm, like, eight drinks in, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, hanging in a backyard, like, that's normal me. Like, that's, like, I can't always be here.
Which, okay, so here. going back to our hot dog challenge.
Because you were hilarious. Shocked. You were like, oh, my God, you're so bored, you hate me.
I'm like, I know.
No!
You were
so, like, chill and I wasn't used to chill, Dave, and I went... Oh, yeah. He hates this.
No, that's
my dogs are getting on his nerves.
No, they're great.
Yeah, we really prefer when you expose yourself more to us, Dave.
I mean,
I think that's what Amy's trying to say.
Are we within 100 feet of a school?
No, we're not.
Jeez.
God, that's funny.
Okay, so the other thing we were going to talk about
is
TMI moments.
Oh, yes. Now, this is the best part. So, we all have people in our lives that just overshare.
Or are those people? Yeah.
Okay. So we all have a cast in our life. Just saying. I am.
So what we were going to talk about is what is the worst TMI moment? Because to me, my first story, I'll start off with a coworker.
Oh, it's not me.
Don't look at me in that total.
You've had.
Are you being nice to me? Are you just
you've
like,
had a few TMIs, but I won't
I've
get into it.
I've had more than a few of TMIs with you. I know that.
I won't get into it. But the worst one was when a coworker, and I was in a management position, and she went on vacation. She came back from vacation. I was like, oh, how was your vacation? She continued to tell me how she pooped her pants in the car on the ride there. I instantly started laughing.
Well, that's hilarious.
As you should.
She
shitting
was
yourself
so
is always
mad.
Funny.
She was so mad. I was for sure she was going to HR to report this. And I'm looking at her like, that's too much information to tell your boss. I'm your boss. And if you think I'm going to not laugh.
Well, yeah, like that's something I like. If I did that, I wouldn't.
I would really, never tell a soul
I feel
if
like,
I did that.
If I did that, that would. I mean, I probably would tell people, but it'd be like my friends, not like my coworkers.
I would never tell a soul if I ever did that. Yeah, no.
And by the way, don't ever tell my husband, because if you tell my husband a story, he'll tell everybody.
Oh, I've had so many TMIs with your husband that it's not even funny. He does things in front of me.
Does penicillin cure that up?
He does things in front of me that I'm like, really?
There's nothing taboo. There's no taboo subjects with him. I know you are.
I'll go next because mine is also poop related. How weird is that?
Because usually those shit are the happens. TMIs.
Yeah, well, shit happens, baby.
No, okay. Like we all know, shit happens. It's a thing. But this person constantly gives me too much information about their bathroom habits and their like fucking blood in their stool and like their butthole and
they
like
talk about their BMs.
Just
you.
Okay, just so
is it Bob?
No,
I don't want you to Bob tell who name anybody. But can I get? Is it a family member, a friend, associate, a stranger, coworker? What? Like, can you put them in a category?
Are you gonna phone a friend?
I mean, it family member, I guess.
It's not okay. Me.
But yeah, like, dude, I don't need to fucking hear about it. Like,
yeah,
you were up in the bathroom for 40 minutes. You clearly have problems. I don't need to know about them.
I mean, or maybe was just really into Angry Birds.
Yeah, right. I'm like, crack a window and just like, don't tell me. I don't need to know about it.
For God's sake, light a match.
Unless you need to go to the hospital because like a fucking eel came out of your ass or something. Like, oh, I don't need to know.
Wait, that happens?
I don't know, but I'm guessing.
I'm figuring like the Caribbean.
You need to like Google that shit.
Maybe, hey, if an eel can get in your butt,
I assure you, I
it can
am
get
not
out of your butt. You know,
can an eel come out of your ass? I am not Googling.
I will Google that later. But yeah, so yeah, I was.
Do you have any TMI moments?
I totally do, and laughably, it was so. I was a manager, it was when I was a VP at a company, and the boss, the owner of the company, was just a notorious fucking creepy pig, and we're walking down the hallway at one point, and we happened to walk by one of my employees who was sitting there, and he like literally as we're walking by says, you know, I'm really surprised you haven't hit that yet.
Wow.
And I'm mortified. I'm horrified. Like I don't even now keep it. This is still, I mean, this is 15 years ago, but still.
It
that's
would still,
still
put you in an uncomfortable position.
You're
and not in the
backseat
of a Volkswagen, yes.
that's inappropriate. Yeah, it's
yeah,
just
so
inappropriate.
Now flash forward 10 minutes and I'm back in my office and she comes walking in looking visibly distressed and telling me that she needs to go home. And I'm like, okay, why? And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, it's personal. And I'm like, okay, look, here's the deal. Like, and I'm trying to dance around this because I was like, because I know she had her headset on and maybe she didn't hear him, but I just assumed she did. And I'm like, you know, has something happened to upset you? Like, we're friends outside of here. You know, like, if something's wrong, I need to just tell me. It's cool. And so she looks at me. She's like, I just started my period and it's like the Red Sea and I don't have any tampons or anything.
Oh.
And I was like,
you deserve that one,
you're
Dave.
You're free to go.
Yeah, you deserve that. You pushed it until she shared it to you.
Dude, my biggest fear was that it was that conversation that made her so, and she was like leaving for a consult with an attorney.
I have to say, I've never given that much detail. I'm like, it's female problems. Do you really want me to get into detail? And usually the male boss is like, nope. Done.
Oh yeah, that's usually you mentioned it's a
it's
female,
a female
thing.
Problem. Done. Conversation over.
That's awesome.
Husband, have you ever had a TMI?
Actually, had one at a party a long time ago. It was just me and my buddy. We're new to this group, and people are like, you know, it's a party, and we're teenagers, and people are talking about sexcapades and just crazy stuff like that, and we're hammered. And this girl starts to tell us about how her best friend had tried to masturbate with her father's ratchet wrench.
Oh my God.
On the ride home one time.
What?
Wow. Okay, no, keep going.
Her best friend was standing right behind her, and at that moment, the fight was on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Did you, like, want to, like, leave the party?
Like, we were like, wow. What just happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the schematics of this.
Was it the handle side, or, like, was...
I'm guessing
was
the
she
handle.
Was
the
she
handle
go,
side of the ratchet wrench, how it's rigid.
Yeah, was she going clockwise, counterclockwise?
Yeah, was she loosening or tightening? I have questions.
Okay. I know, right?
Clearly.
And that brings us to an end of TMI.
I did not know.
Amy was like, that was TMI for me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm
I did
sorry.
Not go at all.
Did I skip right over
Yeah, you really did.
I need to do that more often.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. So I
what's
know
your TMI?
I'm generally the TMI person.
Yes, you are.
Wow, did you see? Talk about throwing cats under the bus.
At least with me. At least with me. I'm not saying with everybody else, but there are times
oh,
that
no,
I'm like.
Oh, no, you get enough drinks in me. I'm TMI with everybody.
Okay,
I have no secrets after, like, a certain level of drunkenness. I have no secrets. But honestly, I do have a few people in my general area that have overshared with me. And my favorite, one of my favorite stories was a coworker was telling me how he got scabies in his butt crack.
Oh. Why would you share that with anybody?
That's what I asked him. Those are, why are you telling me this?
Not one, but two topics you never bring up with a coworker.
Buttholes, scabies,
and your butt crack.
So supposedly his girlfriend went on holiday and she stayed at a hostel and got scabies, did not tell him, came back, they had sex, he got it in his butt crack. And he ended up in the doctor's office because his butt would not stop itching.
Skeptical, David, skeptical.
Yeah, I was like...
I have questions.
I'm like,
why was it only in his butt?
I'm like, really? You really think that's how your girlfriend got
that's
it?
That's my question.
I'm like, that's really how you think your girlfriend got it? We're going to go with that. Okay, so I'll just agree with it to agree.
I love that the guys are over there contemplating this together, and they're like...
I don't know.
They're like, all right. Generally, scabies are in warm, moist places. You get them between your fingers. You get them on your armpits, things like that. I'm a mother. Sorry. Don't quit looking at me
That was going to be my question. I don't know anything about scabies.
All right, so like one of my children came home with scabies from staying at a friend's house. And so I researched it, and that's how I found out.
The only thing I knew about scabies is that we learned it in cosmetology school, is that you have to be careful
but I already knew about
a hairstylist
because
of washing hair and your hands being in water and people's hair, and it was very common in between the fingers.
But as a mother, you never know when your kids are going to come home with. My son got scabies from staying at a friend's house who had scabies.
It's a parasite. Oh, they got fleas in a butt crack.
So it's like bed bugs or...
No. It's a parasite that burrows into your skin. It's more like,
that's like a
minute
jiggers.
Mice. Yeah.
Jiggers. That, do you remember the commercial?
Oh my God, Dave just got so excited.
No,
I love that.
Thank you, Dave, for like jacking us up like that.
No, that commercial that was on, the whole like... The toenail fungus one with Digger, their dermaphrodite.
Yes,
would freak me out. The little demon looking thing, and they would show it underneath your toenail.
You're making my toes curl talking about that.
Dude, I just lost my big toe. Can we just like not talk about toenail shit?
No, her toenail.
Toenail.
Oh, my big toenail.
Please specify, because I'm like, really? You don't have a big toe anymore?
I do. It's just, you know, now you're making me think about it, and I'm all paranoid.
Sorry.
Damn it, Dave.
Now my toes are curling. So, Stephanie, why don't you pick from the Drunken Confession box, and let's do one more confession before we bring it to an end.
I had more overshares. I had more than scabies in the butt crack. We'll save that for another day.
I don't think this is Dave's. I think this is one of...
It's smaller writing.
Yep. Yeah. What is your biggest failure? Well, guys, we're bringing it down now.
I was just choking on my beer. Go ahead, Amy. We're going to go this way. We're going counterclockwise with this one.
Oh, my biggest failure? Honestly, at this point in my life, I can't say I've had a big failure because every little setback has brought me to where I'm at today. So I'm going to say I don't have my biggest failure yet in life. Husband?
Amy, that was so freaking lame.
Well, she's waiting for it is what she's saying. She's like, I know I'm just going to have my biggest
disappointment.
I know
it's going to hit me like a ton of...
Really?
Yeah, but if you really think about it, like every setback, yes, there's been horrible things that has happened to me, but I've always given 110%.
At least try and pick one thing. Come on.
My friendship with Cass.
Oh! Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
I know, right?
And you know what? And there was your Red Sea moment.
Red Sea?
Husband, do you have a biggest failure?
Oh, yeah. I would have to say it was my 18-year-old self convincing my 18-year-old self to spend $60,000 in college.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
But look at what your college degree brought you.
Didn't it bring me extra money?
That's true.
They usually don't. It seems like nowadays. So
yeah, it was worthless.
Yeah,
Dave, do you
Especially
have a biggest
in
failure?
My field.
For the longest time, I would have answered that question with my divorce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, doesn't, like, I don't do fail very well. And for the longest time, that felt like a failure.
Yeah.
Some people consider that a triumph.
Well, no, because it's something like it's one of those. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And
then you're getting married and you realize, oh, my God.
Why did I do this?
And then,
I'm just going to shut up now and drink my beer.
And then, no. So honestly, like, so from a failure perspective, God, I haven't really had any monumental failures. Like, I mean, there was that. I mean, I would say, I mean, I have regrets. I don't necessarily know that I would view them as failures, though. Cause like, so to me, and I've told this with every like tech lead that's ever worked for me, like, dude, fucking up is cool. Like, that's fine. As long as you learn something from it.
Yes.
And so like, to me, like anything that I would view as a failure, at least I took enough away from it to figure out that I'm never going to let that happen again.
And it brought you to a higher spot where you're at now.
Exactly.
So that's what I was saying. It's like,
well, I mean, failure and regret are two different.
Oh, I have tons of regrets. Oh, hell yeah. That is a.
But this is failure.
I can make a book out of regrets. Believe me. Cass, do you have any failures?
I actually do. And you know, I would have to say this, and it's horrible, but my first marriage. And if I knew then what I know now, you know, one of those things, I will tell you right now, my kids are everything to me, 100%. But when I got pregnant with my first son, I got married right away. Because back then, that's what you did.
It's right.
Just what you did. So I was 18, pregnant, had to get married.
Shocking.
And to me,
the stain on the shirt.
I'm telling you. And to me, it's like I don't regret my son whatsoever. But because he's given me two beautiful grandkids just on there. But anyway, but I would have to say my biggest regret or my failure was actually thinking I had to be married. I had to, you know, go in that area because I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college. I didn't do all the things that I wish I would have done back then because it set me so far back that here I am at my age. Just now really starting my career.
And finding who you really are.
Oh, yeah. I know who I am now.
Yes.
It took me a long time to figure that out. But I figured out who I am, and I'm okay with who I am now, and I don't care who doesn't like me.
All right. And Stephanie, pick up one more and try to pick one cheerful, please.
Can I answer the last one?
She did that with me, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry,
no,
ladies.
It's totally okay.
Okay.
Wow,
well,
Amy.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're all kinds of messed up
we
today.
Are we are. Episode 18. Ouch.
Yeah, this is what we're going to call
that's
it.
Gonna be
I know.
Name.
Are we
Ouch.
Even going to get to our last segment? Go
we
on,
vote.
Stephanie.
Failures, again, like you guys said, I mean, there are a lot of things that I wish I would have done differently, but ultimately, those things... At this point, I mean, have led me to doing bigger and better things. So can't really say they're failures. That's kind of lame. I feel
learning
like
experiences.
I wish I had something I could just positively go, I failed, but that's just not my mindset. I don't believe that anything's really a failure, to be honest. I mean, it doesn't, as long as you like grow from it and learn from it, then nothing is a failure.
I totally agree.
I did think of one failure that I, so I'm going to recap real quick.
Wow.
Not going to art school. And it's not a regret. That was a failure. I was
like, from the little pamphlet with the parrot
no,
and the pirate?
No, I was actually, accepted to Kendall Art School at Ferris State. And
ooh, Ferris State.
It was my,
that's a fun college.
Which is where my parents met. But no, that was my failure for not following through. And listening to my mom.
100%.
I love my mom to death, but I listened to my mom. So that was my failure, is listening to that. And from
all
there.
Right. You want one more?
Yeah, let's do. But try
well,
to pick
we
something
still have
cheerful.
One more little.
Yes, I know. But we need to come back up on something
Oh, we
cheerful.
Need to get a higher.
Yeah.
Because failure is not a happy place to
no,
be.
No, it's not.
Have you ever used a fake phone call to get out of work or a date?
Yes.
What do you mean out of work?
All right.
Like, oh, you... I just got a call, like a fake phone call, like
oh,
where
like
it's an
while
emergency.
You're at work?
Yeah. Yeah, to like get out
like,
of work.
Oh my gosh, my grandma just died. I got to go home.
I have never done that.
Or on a date. No. Using a fake phone call.
I had a coworker whose same grandma died twice.
Wow.
I've always been worried about
karma. It didn't last very long.
If I ever said somebody died, I was so scared that like it would be like they would die.
It would actually the universe come. Would put that in motion. Yeah.
So, no, I have never done that.
Oh, I totally have. Absolutely. There was, in fact, both. I decided I just, and this was actually with the really creepy owner boss guy. I just didn't want to be there that day, cause he was just being ridiculous. And so, yeah, I got a phone call, and then there was an emergency with some family out of town and I might be gone for a couple days. I gotta figure that out.
You didn't even clear it for that day. You cleared your whole
just
week.
In case.
Just in case if I'm not feeling it tomorrow.
You never know.
Yep.
I like that.
That's awesome. No, I've been on a date and I used to like after my first after my divorce,
Pigeons, Dr. Freud, Dr. Freudian slip.
Oh, thank God he doesn't listen to my show. So after my divorce, I was dating. And so I would always let my sisters know I'm going on a date. And they would message me halfway through the date and or call me. And I would do the whole – and there was one of them where I met this guy and he was nothing like what I thought he was going to be. And my sister called. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my hot water heater just went out. I got to go.
I got to run.
It's spewing everywhere.
Jeremy, so, yeah,
the bottom floor is wet, but not like you were hoping for.
Yeah.
And, that's okay because I've never done that before.
Okay. All right. Stephanie? Oh, I definitely have work and dates. I mean, shit. But it's like usually like pre-planned or like if I with dates it was always pre-planned, but like at work I've done it like a couple of times. I just said I was sick. I was like, I have to go, like my mom's sick, she just called me or whatever, and I have to take her to the doctor, like just
do you know why I can't use it at work? Is because I work with my mother, my aunts, and my brother-in-law.
Screwed.
Like, I can't lie.
Yeah,
so.
You're done.
There's a family emergency.
Nope. If it's a family emergency, everybody leaves. Like, my aunt owns the place. Right. So, like,
even the owner's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
We're done. All right. So, we're going to wrap this up by talking about our very last subject. And that was, we talked about last week about drunken advice.
Okay.
Do you remember?
A little bit.
You said you give the best advice ever. You don't remember that?
No, I do. I tend to give the best advice when I'm drunk, mostly because I am the most blunt and honest and give zero fucks.
So I had a friend come to me and ask me for advice recently, so we thought we'd use this as our first drunken advice.
Example.
Because we can all give a little bit of advice from experience, right?
Okay.
So I had a friend, and she said that – so her significant other, they weren't quite married yet, but they had been together. They were living together. And her significant other joined one of these groups, the business associations. And somebody else from the business association who she knew started like texting her boyfriend all the time and talking to him. And so she came to me and she's like, Cass, I'm kind of worried, this woman, and I know who she is, and I know too, because we were in the same association. She's like, she keeps messaging my man all the time. It's like the two of them are going back and forth. Should I be jealous?
Well, you can't control whether or not you're jealous.
He was responding.
That's an involuntary. No, it's an involuntary reaction. You either are jealous or not jealous. Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get to when do I take action on
I be concerned over their actions of messaging back and forth to each other like they have been?
God, there are so many follow-up questions to that. Like, do they have a stable relationship as it is?
No, this is a new – this is – he just joined this business association, and she was with him when they went to the meeting.
Yeah, No. Yeah. Her and her significant other. Like, okay. How long have they been together? Things stable?
Several years. They probably are on the marriage cusp.
If you don't trust the person that you're with, then you should just – you shouldn't be there.
Ding, ding,
if you are worried about some girl stealing your man because of text messages, then your relationship isn't stable, you're not happy, or you know the other person isn't.
Thank you, Stephanie, for saying that, because I have been guilty of being jealous. Before I was married, after we've been married, I get jealous.
Is it because I keep texting him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Your bromance is so hot.
I know. I have been guilty of jealous, but I can tell you that as soon as I start wondering if he's going to step out of the marriage or the relationship, then I know that there's a bigger issue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's a bigger issue. Never once, even when girls are hard flirting with him, which has happened, and he doesn't even pick up on that these girls are throwing themselves at him.
Quit trying to look like an angel, Jeremy.
I never get mad at him.
What? Really?
I never get mad at him. I talk to him. I make him aware of the situation, how I'm feeling. He always responds, respects me. You know? If you can't have that communication between you and your significant other, then there is a problem.
But all right, on her
she should talk to her boyfriend.
Well, in her defense, she did. And this was the problem, is she's talked to him and it's just one of those, he's going, no, she's just asking questions about this and that. But as a female, I think you're more in tuned to what other females are like doing, and to me,
then
honestly,
there's something more broken in the relationship than
honestly,
just
though. No.
Some people are just critically insecure. Yes. Like that's just a thing too.
That is.
I mean, I'd be worrying if all of a sudden he's hiding it.
No, he wasn't hiding it.
But if he's just sitting there next to her and answering texts,
10:30 at night, and all of a sudden she's messaging him, going, "Hey, I just saw something funny and made me think of you." And he doesn't want to be rude by saying, you know, what the hell. But at the same time, as his significant other, you're like, she knows me. I've met her as much as you have. So why is she
how many times
that boundary?
Is she thinking of you?
When another woman starts pushing that boundary, what do you do as a other female? And that is the question.
If your spouse is being honest with you, your significant other is being honest with you about it, and like Jeremy said, he's not hiding text messages, then just confront the bitch.
That was my point.
Leave my man alone.
I've done it before, even in our relationship. Mm-hmm. I've told Jeremy how I feel. He's not responsive. He's telling me, okay, I kind of see what I'm picking up, what you're putting down. Then now I got an issue with the bitch.
Right. And that's what this comes down to. And that's where my advice comes in. So a female keeps kind of pushing, even though she knows you and him.
Here's where that backfires. So it's a whole business networking group thing.
Oh, that's true. I forgot it was a business networking group. So if she
makes it a thing with this girl.
Yeah.
Now there's a thing that becomes a story
with the group
in that group and drives a wedge because guy 101, guys identify our core ego, who we are, what we do. That's just a kind of a thing with us. And so that is by default an important thing. Therefore, that's going to drive a wedge between him and her.
You're right.
And make him want to isolate her from anything to do with that. And that's where that becomes a thing, and that door is now even further open.
I did forget that it started with a part of a business. But
let me give this little insight. So it's a group. And the husband or the boyfriend wife have been in this group for a long time. And so the girlfriend, whatever, I don't think they were married at the time.
Girlfriend?
Yes.
Guife?
So,
okay, the spouse.
So anyway, but regardless.
The female spouse.
So, other people in this group were like, so why are they so close? Talking about him and the other woman.
Okay, so Cass, what's your advice? Because you got the story firsthand. You're relaying the story to us. So what is your first?
Fucking get a knife and threaten the bitch. Well, you stay away from my man.
Yeah, stop watching Criminal
Minds.
Actually,
no. So my advice is this, and actually I've actually done this. You befriend her. You be like, oh, hey, I see that you guys have been talking and everything. Let's go out to dinner.
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
And I have done that myself. I have been the person who does. I have been the person who does this. And I swear to God, I have. And it's been the same situation where I've been like, all right, you know what? Why don't we go out for a drink? I really like you. We've been having fun. Let's go out for a drink tonight and we'll just sit and BS.
That's how we met. She was like, let's hang out. And now I know it was a frenemy thing. It's cool.
No, not because of my husband.
No, I was making a joke.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Really? Were you ever in the top?
I was just making a joke. It's clearly.
Like, right, I thought we were friends over like.
Clearly not a thing,
like,
y'all.
I believe the word you're looking for is anyway.
All right. Did you see the confused look on her face? That was so funny.
Like, what? How did we become friends again? All right. So the whole, we really would like, that's the best advice we can give.
Mm-hmm.
Without, you know what, guys, go out there and just cut a bitch. She is not going to get up on
without having you here in the studio with us to do follow up questions. That's the best advice we can give. You got
cut her.
You got
cut her.
A different opinion.
Shank that bitch. She should not be after your man.
Alrighty. Well, we got to wrap this bitch up.
You are far too short and Caucasian to be trying to play that card.
So if any of our other listeners have any questions. And you want different opinions, different
and
drunken advice?
Like no helpful advice whatsoever. Please send us a note at.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, you if know you how think to reach you us. Can come up with a better idea than me, by all means, let us know.
You know how to reach us, which is our Facebook page or our Gmail account.
We have a Gmail account?
Well, we have Gmail. You know what I mean.
We actually even have a website.
Yep.
We
sound
so sure of that.
Amy's just sitting over here going,
do you? Yeah,
because you know what? I'm very entertained by how drunk Cass is, and she's trying to act sober.
I don't think she is. I don't think she's trying to act sober at all. She's letting it all hang out. I love it.
I hate
not
you
literally.
All. I hate,
all right, so, just to be clear.
No, yes.
No, it is all concealed, but I hate you all.
I all fully supported your drunkenness, by the way. Like,
all right, never mind. I hate everybody as Stephanie.
Thank you.
Story of my life.
The hell did I do, man?
All right.
Stephanie's my girl. She's got my back. She's my man.
Fucking frenemies.
All right, go for it, Ames.
Oh, are we done? Oh, Jeremy's got to do our toast tonight. Jeremy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy, remember? Remember?
My horse.
Remember? Do you remember?
Beer's up.
Oh. Oh, no, wait, Amy, yeah, give me another beer. I'm empty.
You're good.
Wow. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Wow. I'm, like, so hurt right now.
Wow.
All right.
I think I only have back question this. Hold on. Amy's got to give me another beer. No, your wife is giving me another beer.
I okay. am. I was just fucking with
she
her.
She was, like, being, like, so, well, she's got to deal with me for the rest of the night.
Seriously, I was just fucking with you.
All right.
It's so much fun.
All right,
really?
Not what I heard.
No. All right. All right. Wait. Huh?
Toast.
What?
Chicken butt.
You suck what?
All right.
Sorry.
We drink to our friends in taverns. We drink to friends in our homes. We drink to friends so damn many times I've nearly lost my own.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Thank you again for joining us for episode 18.
For putting up with us for episode 18.
Thank you, Stephanie, for leading the way as usual. Boo, I love you.
I love you.
And she's doing this under duress.
And Dave, thank you for having us.
I had a dollar for every time that was true.
Oh, snarky.
Dave, thank you for having us at Podcast Detroit.
Of course.
And if you guys are listeners out there.
Would you have us any other way, Dave?
If you guys
thinking about it. Look at him. He's like,
wait a minute, what? Different podcast. You can definitely check out all the podcasts that record here at Podcast Detroit at www.podcastdetroit.com. That's correct?
It
That's
is.
Where she's going with.
Drunken Confessions, of course, is at the bottom of the page because we're one of the newest, but that's okay. We're going to work ourselves up to the top.
That's how the sort works.
All right.
Oh, we got
so
our
we
way
will
to the top.
See
so
you
Stephanie's
guys
sucking,
next week.
I'm going to start sucking. Amy's going to start sucking. We'll get there. Amy's turning like 50 Shades of Red again.
How do you get this fucked up off of Mick Ultra?
This isn't.
Yeah, she was sober when she walked in.
Oh, I'm like, how is that even physically possible?
Just to let you guys know, this isn't 50 Shades of Red of embarrassment. This is 50 Shades of Red of getting irritated.
I thought we already hit that on the way here tonight.
Until next week.
Thank you, Stephanie. We will see you bitches later. Love ya.
Good night.
Bye.
Love ya.